University students throughout Iran have joined in solidarity to show their support for the country's inalienable right to pursue nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. Several hundred students gathered outside Iran's Fordo nuclear facility to make the international community understand that Iran needs nuclear technology for civilian purposes. Students talked to us and explained why Iran is pursuing peaceful nuclear technology.
It's really clear that we use nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. We use nuclear energy because it's a kind of energy that is clean and it can help our country to go, move forward.
Nuclear energy is clean and safe. It is much cleaner, more useful, and less costly than crude oil. We need nuclear technology for medicine and energy.
Also in attendance was the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salehi.
The government of the Islamic Republic of Iran will do its utmost to secure the rights and the privileges that has been enshrined in the NPT and the statute of the IAEA. If we take the price of oil based on the price that we are exporting in the Persian Gulf and not in the international market, in the Persian Gulf, which is a little bit lower, we found out that the kilowatt hours, cents per kilowatt hours of energy produced by nuclear is by far more competitive than the price of the energy produced by the fossil fuel.
Iran pursuing nuclear technology for peaceful purposes remains to be a popular topic amongst the international community, and especially the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, the U.S., U.K., France, Russia, China, and Germany. In their most recent meeting in the beginning of November in Geneva, Switzerland, the two sides did not reach an agreement, but stressed that significant progress had been made to possibly reach a deal shortly.
Several hundred university students have gathered here at Fordo's nuclear facility to say that because Iran is a committed signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the NPT, and a member of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, it has the right to pursue nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. Iran's next meeting with the P5+1 group, known as the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council plus Germany, is to begin on November 20th in Geneva. Reporting for Press TV, Amir Hossein Iskandar from the Fordo nuclear facility in the province of Qom, central Iran.